This is a podcast on Ezekiel 37, the Valley of the Dry Bones. Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com, 22nd October, 2021. I'll read a couple of scriptures to you. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley. And it was full of bones, and he caused me to pass among them round about. And behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord, you know. And again he said to me, Prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, that you may come to life. I will put sinews on you, and make flesh grow back over you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, that you may come alive. And you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, sinews were upon them, and flesh grew, and skin covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they come to life. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they came to life and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Verse 11, he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is perished. We are completely cut off. Therefore I prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of the graves, my people, and then I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you will know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves and caused you to come up out of your graves, my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you will come to life, and I will place you on your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and done it, declares the Lord. Now, I know many evangelical Christians will say, well, that talks about the Jews in 2021. And my response to that is, oh, no, it does not. This is a prophecy to Christendom. This is a prophecy to Christian Europe. Christendom, which abandoned its faith and went its own way, and essentially has become dry bones. This is a prophecy to Christendom, a resurrection of Christendom. The Jews of 2021 are not God's chosen people. If you reject the Son, you reject the Father. And this has been true for 2,000 years when Jesus Christ himself cursed the fig tree and said that no one eat from you anymore forever. The last fruit that came out of that fruit tree was 2,000 years ago. Nathaniel was under the fruit tree when Jesus Christ called him. As Jesus Christ is on the way to his crucifixion, he curses the fig tree. May no one eat from you again forever. As John the Baptist said, do not say that you're sons of Abraham. God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these rocks. As Jesus Christ said to the Jews, he says, the vineyard will be taken away from you and given to a different ethnic group. We've covered that a lot here at bloodandfaith.com. Now, I would suggest to you that as you read Ezekiel 37, you put that in the context of what Jesus Christ said. I think Jesus Christ understands Ezekiel 37 better than you and I do. And I suggest you not interpret it in a way that contradicts what Jesus Christ said. And if God told the Jews, hey, the vineyard's been taken away from you, given to a different ethnic group, and if he cursed Jerusalem, and he cursed the temple, and he said you'll be utterly destroyed, and if he cursed the fig tree, he said, no, let no one eat fruit from you again forever, well, that's that. That's gone. Read Isaiah 66. Can a land be born in a day? Can a nation be born in a day? And the answer is yes, that's Jesus Christ. He's both the land and the nation. Those of us in Jesus Christ are the chosen people. There is no other chosen people. Those of us that have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ are the chosen people of God. We are the nation. And he won't bring us into our own land. God himself cursed Jerusalem. God himself cursed the temple. Yes, the son of David will rule over it. That's Jesus Christ. Do you think God made the world to be inhabited by the sons of the serpent, by the sons of the evil one? No, he did not. God in his providence caused the entire continent of Europe to serve Jesus Christ. That's why it's called Christendom. God in his providence took a beautiful people, a European people, from the Iberian Peninsula, the Spanish, and said, here's the Western Hemisphere. Go conquer what can be conquered and convert them to serve Jesus Christ. And that's what they did from North America to the end of South America. And the English and the French in the northern part of North America. Western Hemisphere as an extension of Christendom. Australia and New Zealand. There's a reason the Southern Cross flies over those nations. The sons of Christendom created more Christian nations down there, New Zealand and Australia. The sons of Christendom. And the Boers, the Dutch that settled the southern portion of Africa and made those into Christian nations. Yet again and again and again, the seed of the serpent, the enemy, would come and destroy them and wipe that out off the face of the earth. Make no mistake, the hatred against white people goes right back to a hatred of Jesus Christ. It goes right back to that. And if you can wipe out the sons of Christendom, you can wipe out the seed of the woman, again, right in the book of Revelation. If you can wipe out the seed of the woman, that's the enemy's goal. So I'm here to tell you, Ezekiel 37, as far as this man is concerned, has nothing to do with the Jews of 2021. It has everything to do with Christendom, a revival of Christendom, a reawakening of Christendom. Right now it's dry bones. It's dry bones, baby. It's dry bones. It's like, can these bones live? Can these bones live? Is it even possible? Most Christians can't even comprehend that. There are some Christian pastors who don't even want that. They want to live in their little Christian club in a secular world. No. Read Ezekiel 37 as if that is speaking to the people of God, which it is. And say to yourself, who are the people of God? The people of God are those in Jesus Christ, those baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, the bloodlines that serve Jesus Christ. Christian conversion is not just for the individual. It's for bloodlines. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. So many examples in the Greek scriptures where entire families were converted, not just the individual. Lydia and her household, the jailer and his household, the Roman centurion and all in his household. Nations shall come to his light, and kings to the brightness of his rising. And as an entire bloodline be converted to Jesus Christ. That's why you have the Christian cross on many of the nations, the bloodlines of Northern Europe. They converted to Jesus Christ. And yes, we've fallen away. As a race, we've fallen away. But I'm prophesying. I'm prophesying over my European brethren. I'm prophesying over them. Ye bones come together. Ye bones come together, and let there be flesh grown upon them, and sinews, and skin, and let the Holy Spirit of God come down and breathe on them, and cause them to come alive again. A revival of Christendom, a rebirth of Christendom, a reawakening of Christendom. As Christ rose from the dead, Christendom too shall rise from the dead. Ezekiel 37. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. Out.